K8RUH. Why so early?
I'm going to meet my dad and uncle for breakfast before work.
Yeah, I might grab something on the way in. I didn't eat dinner and I woke up rumbling.
You know, these old retired guys can go whenever they want. That's us working stiffs still have to get it in quick and dirty.
Yeah, I don't know what that would be like. I can't imagine having any sort of freedom.
Yeah, unfortunately, they might be the last generation that gets to truly retire like that. We'll see what happens.
Yeah, you might be right with how expensive everything is. I don't know how, I mean, unless you're obviously in the 1%, but I don't know what it would be like, you know, like, it's Wednesday, I'm going to go get breakfast at 8 a.m., and I'd be like, it'd be weird.
It certainly would. I can't even imagine it. I haven't had more than a week off in probably since I was a little kid.
Oh, I know, man. It's like, you feel guilty or you just can't, you can't. I can't. I took, quote, last Friday, I took it off. I worked until noon. Started at 6:30, so it's like, was that really a day off? I was not in the office, but I was still working.
Did you take the day off to hunt? Is that what you did?
Yep, I took Friday off to just kind of relax, hang out with my wife, go hunting, and started at 6:30 because I knew updates happened Thursday night, so okay, I got to set up some stuff, you know, get everything back up and running here, and I did that, and it was about 7:30-ish when I was done, and then people started hitting me up, and then bada boom, bada bing, and then all of a sudden everyone was like, hey, my Adobe doesn't work, and we renewed our license on Monday, and the renewal failed. Because Adobe's a bunch of morons, and I spent literally like 3-4 hours getting that fixed.
Well, isn't that fun? Yeah, I mean, at least you guys got out. I think last Friday was a pretty nice day, so that's good.
It was, but unfortunately, I didn't get to catch anything. I caught a possum. I didn't get to shoot anything. I didn't even see a deer. But the remaining gear for my crossbow has arrived, so I'm going to spike that in hopefully today or tomorrow and hunt with that bad boy this weekend.
That's cool. Hey, I don't know what repeater you're on, but you're frying bacon over there. And what did you say you were hunting? Are you hunting deer right now?
Is this one any better? I'm in downtown Elmont.
Yeah, you're coming in a lot hotter. That's definitely better.
All right, I was on Richmond, I'm on Romeo, but yeah, we're hunting deer at an orchard.
Yeah, so nuisance permit, huh?
Yep, which is good because I gave away the only deer I shot this past season and I don't have any more venison.
Well, then you need like 2 or 3 of them.
Last summer I think we shot 18 or 19, so we should be alright. We didn't start till July. No, June last year. And it ended in October, so do the math on how many were dying each week.
That's cool. Yeah, I think if you're out and about on Saturday and you're down south here, I think we're heading over to the Clinton River over by Yates to fish. Some steelhead should be in there. We'll see. But yeah, we'll be out there probably 8 to noon or something like that. If you wanted to come through around.
All right, I'll keep that in mind. I would like to learn how to do that, but like you said, there's really not anywhere around here except for that.
Yeah, and if you, you know, there's a lot more opportunity to fish bass and, like, panfish than you'd think. If you know where any ponds are or even small lakes, catching a bass on a six-weight fly rod is a riot.
Oh, I'm sure. I used to love throwing frogs with my baitcasters and just bouncing them on lily pads, but I'm sure on a fly rod it's even more fun.
Yeah, you fish something with similar action to a frog, just some little weeble wobble popper thing, and man, they'll smoke them, and then it's just yearning for the fight. It's awesome.
My bad, I was checking a text. Yeah, no, I haven't gone fishing in a long time, but my wife and I, 3 kids, we go kayak fishing in, like, whatever pond and swamp we could find, and we had a blast doing it. Obviously, can't do that now, but I do enjoy fishing. I got all my gear still in the basement. I just don't have a kayak anymore.
Yeah, well, when it's time, kayaks are a dime a dozen these days on Marketplace, so you'll be able to find a kayak for $100, I'm sure.
I had a couple different ones. I had a couple different Ascends, the 12-footers, those were my favorite, and then I had the Ascend 133X that I had a trolling motor on. The thing was so cool. I had all kinds of deck lighting and crap in it, so I just go out of Lakeville at, like, first light, and I do miss that a lot. It was a lot of fun, just sitting there and just controlling the electric motor and taking you wherever you want.
That's pretty cool. Yeah, I've looked into the kayaks a lot. The problem is, you know, my access would be Lake St. Clair, and that water gets a little too big for a kayak sometimes, and just never pulled the trigger on it.
Yeah, well, my buddy used to live down there. He had a 10-footer, and he would only go in the marinas and stuff. It does get pretty sporty. Even in a big boat, it gets sporty.
Yeah, I've had my fair share of concerning outings on that lake, that's for sure.
My buddy's got a 19-foot Lund Alaska, and we went out there 4th of July one year, like a bunch of morons, and we were... It was nice and calm in the morning, and we were trolling and just out there having a good time fishing, and then all of a sudden it was like, the wake was insane anywhere you went on the lake because of how much boat traffic there was.
Yep, been there. Scared to death while you're out there, but usually it ends up okay and you have fun and catch some fish, so. Just, that's a young man's game, I guess. Not for me. Not anymore, at least.
No, sir. I do not gamble out there anymore. I'll go out there duck hunting when there's nobody else out there, and that's about it.
Yeah, that's the other thing. I've thought about getting one to duck hunt because I could definitely put a kayak in at my park and go from there, but never really got into duck hunting, and the guys that I do know that duck hunt, they have places up north that they duck hunt, so they never duck hunt down here, so just never got into it.
I'm kind of falling out of it because it's been so bad. I mean, 3 years in a row, it's been absolutely horrible, and I'm convinced the flyways are changing. Like, the numbers just aren't what they used to be around here. St. Clair's still good, obviously, because of the divers, but if you want to hunt puddlers and field hunt geese, like, you got to just have tons of property and access and know a bunch of people, or, you know, it's pretty much a crapshoot. Sometimes you're going to see them, sometimes you're not.
Yeah, that's like, truly, like, leaving it up to nature with the flyways and everything, so I can totally understand why you would start getting away from it. Time's finite, especially when you got kids, so it's not something that's producing. It's not something to spend time on.
NADBS. So where are you guys grabbing breakfast at?
Travis at 15 and Harper. Actually, I just pulled in. Get out in just a second here.
Yeah, I think you convinced me I gotta grab a sandwich or something on my way in. I'm pretty hungry and thinking about eggs is making it worse.
Yep, I know how that goes. Hey, I'm gonna let you go, get something delicious for breakfast, and I'll talk to you maybe this afternoon or tomorrow. Shoot me a text if you want to try to make it out on Saturday morning. I think the weather's supposed to be pretty crappy. We're probably gonna just fish in the rain for a few hours. So, I'll catch up with you soon, though. This is KE8RUH. I'll be clear in your final.
Alright, dude. Enjoy breakfast. I'll catch you. NADBF.
KE8TFM.
Morning, Davian. W8FU.
Good morning, sir. How's your day starting out? Mine is earlier than I usually do, and I don't like it.
Well, you must have something on the agenda that's caused that. I'm a little behind, actually. Not much. About 5 minutes. I don't know why I... It turned off the alarm clock when it went off. And I ended up getting up about a half hour late. So it's like, oh, so now I'm going to be in that. I'm going to feel rushed all day. What's got you out early?
Yeah, we got a workshop at the office, so I got to go there all day today and tomorrow. So, now that with the construction on 696, I try to avoid the office now. I just don't feel like sitting in traffic. It's not worth it. But yeah, I got that, and then I had to leave a little bit earlier because my youngest son, he was not feeling good today, so he had to stay home. I had to rearrange things because I couldn't be there. So yeah, it's just one of those days that started out like that.
Yeah, well, Mama said there'd be days like this. So, yeah, 696. I was out in Muskegon last week, and so I took 69 to Flint, came down 75, and that worked real good. Seems like it's really out of the way, but by all accounts, it was about a minute longer than the convoluted detours they wanted me to do if I was coming in on 696, I should say. And then this week, or yesterday, I came in from Lansing, and I just opted to come in the 696 and take M5 down 8 Mile Road, shoot across 8 Mile Road, then come north. And it wasn't horrible. But I don't know. Then I hear they got I-75 closed. So if you want to do that way, you're going to have to deal with closures on 75 coming south. So, man. I tell you, they don't get their act coordinated at all.
Yeah, the way I take's a little bit longer, but it tends to be a little less stressful. I take M59, Orchard Lake, Pontiac Trail, M5, 275. So I have to kind of go around that way. Yeah, a little bit longer, but so generally is moving. So I'll try that on the way home and see if it still kind of works out as it normally does. And I was talking with my son this morning. There's going to be a... I tell of is a full lunar eclipse, but it's supposed to be a pretty good one tomorrow at like 3 in the morning, so he asked me, he wants to try and wake up and see that tomorrow. Well, tonight, I guess. 3 in the morning, unfortunately, so we're going to try and do that. We'll see if we can both get up to see it.
When does it begin, and when is totality? How long does it run?
I think it's something like 2:39 or 49. One of those two is the peak, and then it's probably a good half hour before and after that, you know, you can see the partials and that. So it's supposed to be a pretty decent one, so the skies cooperate and stay clear. That'll be the plan. So to stay awake, I'll probably try to play on the radio a little bit.
Right. Well, unlike the solar, the moment of totality, and totality is the prize. With a lunar totality, you don't see much. It just seems like a moonless night. I find that watching it vanish and or reappear, one or the other, is the prize with the lunars.
Yeah, every time I see them, I can't help but think, like, going back 5,000 years, like, first people looking at that going, what is going on? You just imagine, and then everyone else who is sleeping, they're trying to describe it in the morning, and then they think they're crazy, and then they probably execute them. So I can only imagine these things, like, back in the day, especially, like, total solar eclipses and such, and end up driving people crazy.
Days like today, where you see that great big full moon out there to the west, and you can see the sun just starting to poke up in the east, give some men from back in those days kind of a light bulb moment. Say, we're in between the two. So, smarter men than I, but yeah, you're right. Most people, what the hell? Solar in particular, because, you know, it gets colder and dark, and solar's amazing. I know you were down in Ohio. I remember you were at a campground, and I went with K9 DPD, Donut Dave. He and I ran down. We were in Fremont, Ohio. We were driving around looking for a spot. We just settled on a parking lot in Fremont, Ohio. But it was worth all the effort. It was really, really an amazing thing. I can't emphasize enough that if you get a chance to see a total in your lifetime, you should do it.
Yeah, it's going to be tough to top that one. I mean, as far as natural events go, that definitely was the coolest thing. I'm glad I made the time and I did it. I almost canceled. I'm glad I stuck it out and did it, especially with the boys, you know, because that'll be something they'll carry with them for a while. So I'll probably be dead and not be able to see another one, but they will. So at least they got to experience one. Yeah, that was definitely the coolest thing I've done. I mean, I've seen solar eclipses, but not total, and it definitely hits different.
Oh, yeah. I know there's some others that you travel, even in our lifetime, but not like that one. That one was, you had a lot of totality and right, you know, driving distance. And we were so close that we were going to get a good show up here, but I really realize how significant totality is over almost, you know, even if you're 99, you got to get to 100 for the full effect. It was, I was really glad as well that we traveled down there. So, you gotta get over here. But anyhow, I think that, this push the talk button on this radio is really hard, and I find myself letting it go every now and again. You probably hear me drop and re-key every now and again. I gotta get in there and figure out why that is, maybe. It's a Motorola handheld control head, so all the controls and the display and everything for this radio are in the handheld control head. It's got this push-to-talk that requires a gorilla grip, and I'm just not strong like the other boys.
If you wouldn't have pointed it out, it would have went right past me. KEATFM. Yeah, hopefully I should keep holding the repeater here when I'm driving through Pontiac. So if I'm breaking up, that's why. I'm going through the city right now.
Yeah, a little poppy and snappy, but you're good. Are you on Phil's machine, the 2.5?
No, I'm not, because I'm looking at the graph on my radio, and FBI is solid receive, where that one is still showing choppy receive. But on the FTM 500, I can see the signal of all the channels that I got programmed, and I got them all the repeaters that are linked in one group. So that's why I didn't change over. I'm just staying on FBI.
That's a clever use of that. That works. Well, his PA blew up again. So he's got a compromised RF out. I think he's down to about 20 or 30 watts. So that could explain why you might get in better. But, yeah, you might flutter and transmit for a bit. But bear in mind that you're gonna get into it better than the speed of the transmitter looks. But you're fine right now. You're rock solid into the 2.6. So no issue there.
Yeah, I just switched over to his machine now. So, yeah, it's a little choppy, but it's coming in fine. But I normally can't hold this machine very long. I forget whereabouts I lose it, but it won't be too far down Orchard Lake. It'll start to get a little on the choppy side for me.
Yeah, if you're talking about the receive of it, then yeah, he's got that problem. He's got transistors, I think, coming in. They came in yesterday, or they're coming in today. And he's going to try to get it fixed. Otherwise, Sunday, he's going to pick up a commercial amp from a Master 3, GE Master 3 UHF repeater, and try to make that work. So I'm hoping this transistors work, because this PA he's got in this repeater, it's integrated, and so it's a real nice package when everything's all together. So it's a Kentwood. That's Kenwood said it deliberately wrong, which I do for some other weird reason.
So is the 2.5 on a at a site, or does he run that out of his house?
It is at the West Bloomfield Fire Department, just north of the high school on Orchard Lake there.
Oh, really? Okay, so I'll be driving past it at some point. All right. I didn't realize that's where it was.
Yeah, you're rock solid into it right now. But, yeah, you'll see a fire department. There's a high school, but it's north. You're coming south, so that won't be a visual cue for you. But there's a fire department as you're going south there. It's not real far south of 59. You gotta do that snaking between the two lakes and kind of right after it gets straightened out into a straight road. I forget what mile road it would be considered, but anyhow, there's a fire department. You might see the signs indicating it. It'll be on the left, and there's a tower, so it's pretty obvious. He's the top antenna on that tower.
Very cool. So is there any big projects planned this year on any of these networks that we use?
I've got some things I have to do. I want to replace like the controller and the 2.6s. It's a Weiss box, but it's a ESL 2.0. I'd like to get ESL 3.0 there. I'd like to get some things changed up in Richmond, some additional machines up in Richmond. You know, we have the 225, and there's plans for maybe a DMR repeater up there and some other stuff. So I've got some equipment I'm going to discuss with the other stakeholders about moving to the county building, maybe get some improvements over there for a couple of this system and existing systems that are there. So yeah, a lot of little things, you know. I want to get, we got the point to multi-point work that I want to do. I don't know if that's going to be this year because there's a funding issue with that, but I'd like to get the multi-point stuff. Right now, going for money at my place is a no-no. They're closed to asking. So in the past, you go, you ask for something, they get put on the capital budget, and you might get it next year. Right now, they don't want to hear it. No capital. They got that new jail project, and sucking all the oxygen out of the room. So, and there's other stuff going on. I have to think about it, but lots of little things here and there and everywhere. Oh, the 7.0. Hold on. The 147.2, the ARPSC EHF machine. We're going to hopefully get receivers in Richmond and Warren on that machine. And that'll be a whole new thing, the RTCM All-Star Voting. So that'll be a new learning experience for me. So, yeah, lots of things. I don't know. A few of them will be a lot of fun and for everybody, and some of them will just be in the background. Nobody will notice.
Yeah, when you're doing that work, make sure you let us know if you need volunteers. I'd actually like to pop in just some of these sites just to see it. No other reason than I'm just curious to see all the equipment at these sites and that. So yeah, you need any help, let me know. Now that I got past my shoulder issue and everything, I can actually help. So, but yeah, I'd be curious to see that. Yep. Well, that's cool. I'm glad you guys keep that going. But yeah, I'm not surprised by no funding. I know my industry, I'm in semiconductors. We just finished up over the last 2 weeks here, a lot of layoffs. So we cut. It's all public in the news. So we, at OnSemi, we cut, I think, 9% worldwide, something like 2,400 people got laid off. I know Microchip had a lot of layoffs, so it's, the money's definitely tightening up.
I just switched over to the UMP machine, making it okay.
Yeah, you're making it fine. A little bit louder, your voice in that, but yeah, sounds good, no problem.
Yeah, this one needs a tweak. It's not, it's a little hot. But, anywho, yeah, that's unfortunate. And then who knows what what's going to come from the tariffs and trade wars and stuff that are coming. It's going to have probably a negative effect as well. So we'll see. They're always negative at first, and then they may or may not end up being positive, but there's always that initial negative adjustment. So, anywho, we're not so much losing bodies at this point. It's all just about discretionary spending, and anybody with a large capital budget is getting told, yeah, just no. And so they're really just looking for, you know, capital projects that they can delay.
Yeah, we primarily service automotive, and, you know, unfortunately there the sales are down, and as soon as cash flow slows down in automotive, it affects everybody. There's just no way around it. You can't escape it, you know, so a lot of cash flow problems, so. And it's going to be that way, I think, for the next year. That's what we're planning on, you know. Hopefully we see reduction in interest rates and some vehicle incentives, but people have built up a lot of debt, so they're still not buying the cars with the incentives. So it's going to be interesting to see how it all kind of shakes out. But, yeah, it's definitely going to be a year of kind of hunkering down, at least in automotive. KE8, TFM.
Yep, let's hope it's short. So, and speaking of the jail, I am here, so I have to find my parking spot and get inside. I will. You've probably got quite a bit to go still. Travel safe. After yours, W8FU.
All right, sounds good. Yep, enjoy your day, have fun, and yeah, I got 27 minutes, it looks like, left, so it's a little bit locked up, but I think the school here is starting, so. All right, well, we'll talk to you later. This is KE8TFM, I'll be monitoring.
KZ8Z Mobile.
WFSM Mobile, family.
They let you out of the house, too?
Like, I pull up to the end of the school bus now, pissed off. And I'll go turn, and I'll go see another one.
Getting ready to
head down that way to get the kids from the bus, so it'll be leaving real shortly here.
I'm headed to Oxford, and then I'll see what time I can sneak out of Oxford, because Bob's got his barbecue. Bob's doing corned beef special. Michelle made the comment, if I can make my way down to Bob, I should get some.
Yeah, that's quite a drive, though. You gotta fight the orange barrels on the way up.
Yeah, but I'm already, just down 24 to 75. I'm back up 75, so...
Just get a corned beef and throw it on the trailer.
That would require me to do it.
Yeah, I haven't fired the Smoky Mountains since other than to do turkeys probably 2 years.
Well, I mean, I did the pork butt, what, 2 Sundays ago now? Yeah, 2 Sundays, or Monday, 2 Sundays. I started on 2 Sunday nights and finished on Monday, so, yeah. I mean, I did smoke finally this year, so.
Yeah, I know I've got a bunch in the freezer, but the last time we had it from the freezer, it tasted a little funky, so I just it's kind of like, I've got a bunch in the freezer, and I want to get rid of it, but I don't want to eat it.
Yeah, the brisket I got from my aunt when we were up north last had been in the bottom of her freezer, and she was cleaning it out, so it was definitely a little different. But, I mean, I still cook this as well. Why not? Practice, got to keep cooking and keep it to learn and grow.
Yeah, I don't know. I moved my deep freeze from Grand Blanc, and I probably have opened it 2 or 3 times. And I don't know. There's a lot. You
need
to go through that thing and purge it out.
Yeah, if it's the one you had from when you were here in Grand Blanc, I would assume, I would say yes.
There's a lot of stuff in there that I have no use for. Stuff that the ex had, and it just never got moved from the freezer, so. Yeah, it definitely needs a purge, just it's out of sight, out of mind in the garage,
Yeah, Michelle wants to put a deep freeze out in the garage, but, well.
Yeah, that's where I got mine, but I've got plenty of space for mine.
Oh, I'm still seeing a light at the end of the tunnel. Probably at least two more weeks to have me go, and then I'll be able to cut back to a usual schedule. At least 2 more weeks, I think.
Yeah, definitely waiting to ready to get going to buy all the golf course.
No, I have to do migration of POS, and of course, we want to go live April, so. Then we're launching a newspaper, and then moving a newspaper office in June, or May, sorry. The lease is up May 31st, so that means I have to move an office, so. My next 4 months are already planned, at least.
Man, I don't know if I might go another 2 weeks without building networks.
Oh, I'm building networks, just not one for you.
Side chicken didn't left out.
You're just going to have to not sleep for the next 2 weeks. I literally worked till midnight, clocked out, fell asleep, woke up to pee at 6, went back to bed, and when I woke up at 10, I had 9 text messages from different people and 3 voicemails. People don't understand what sleep is.
Golf course is letting you neglect all your other customers.
Oh no, it was from all of them. It was split. Although I didn't have anything from the news from the training plant, so that was good. But no, it was a mixture of newspaper and offices and the course. Well, the golf course I understood. Somebody wasn't there to get their password yesterday. And then the other one was I told her I would let her know when I had her files migrated, and it didn't finish until midnight, so I didn't want to tell her at midnight. The third message was from a guy who I haven't seen in 2 weeks, who was supposed to be there today so that I can get into his computer, because if I couldn't see him today, I was going to just wipe his machine and get into it myself. So, and he was calling wondering, oh, when are you going to be here at 7:30 in the morning? I'm like, dude, really? No. So he's going to get a little talking to when I meet him.
I'm here, why aren't you?
On the phone, KBSWR.
Yeah, so he's going to get a little...
Just an introduction. I'll be nice. I can't be too mean because, it's new, but he'll get informed of... Unless something's broken, you don't call Fred before 9 o'clock.
You'll get the FF, Fred. WFF.
And even then, you need to call your manager first. Managers call first. You can text. People texting don't bother me. But if you're calling me and you're not a management, it's not, and it's not an outage, just give me a text. It'd be better to text me, especially in the morning. Hell, managers still text me in the morning because they don't want to get the FF in the morning.
Yeah, texts are kind of meant to not have the immediate response if need be, but phone calls are, you kind of need to be there at the other end.
And then one text was, call me when you wake up. And I did, and they didn't answer. So I sent a message back. I said, I did, but you didn't answer. But I'll see you anyway, because I'm trying to get off the door. So I'm headed that way.
Well, phone tag.
Oh, look, I'm driving by a receipt site that doesn't work anymore. Hi, receipt site. Yeah, and then I got a call from, I did call FedEx back, because they called while I was in the shower to deliver my server, and I'm like, deliver it. Well, this is FedEx Freight. It's coming on a semi. Do you have a loading dock? I'm like, it's a golf course and a vertical server. What the?
Yeah. That reminds me of when my brother asked me if he could send Christmas presents to my house, and a semi-truck pulled up.
And then they go, do you have a loading dock? I said, no. I said, well, is someone going to be there to help the driver? I said, well, what's the size of this thing? And he goes, it's a 130-pound server. I'm like, no, it's not. It's a 25-pound server. And he pulls up the photo, and he goes, Yeah, this is something that doesn't seem right, because there's no way this thing weighs 120 pounds. I said, exactly. I said, why is it even telling to be a freight and not just normal FedEx ground?
Somebody put the wrong weight in and kicked it into the freight category.
Yes, well, I'm getting noisy. Hold on, I'm getting ready to go west to these hills here. Give me a second.
This is to Holly, ABLA.
Like, you know, I had a receiver over here, but, you know. And then until I get to the other side of Sashaball, I can't get 2.6. But when I get to the other side of Sashaball, I can get into the 2.6 and fight it.
Yeah, there's like a 2 mile dead zone from 93 to 91. And about what I get. You get that little break where it's just, you can hear, but you can't really get into the repeaters.
Yeah, and then when you go east off the 15 here, you're down this low valley until you come up the hill here to the other side before you make those curves, and then you're back up on high ground again.
The West Bloom machine used to take that all the way to Mount Holly, and it'd be fine, but I think what I've heard, he's got some things going on with it that needs to be worked out, and it'll be back with the stuff.
I thought Phil said they climbed the tower and did it 2 weeks ago or whatever.
I don't know, maybe they have, I just haven't heard, not that much of a beat on that.
And climbing the hill. I want to say Phil, so they did something 2 weeks ago, so maybe give it a try, because Phil was looking for reports next time you're down that way.
Yeah, it'll probably be Monday. Office.
And another text just came in. I'm here now at my desk. Can you call me? Nope. I'll be there in 20 minutes. Well, maybe less, or longer, because the person in front of me is driving 40 miles an hour on 55. So what? They have 3 half days in a row? What the hell? Why bother?
We got 5 of them this month. The last Friday they had a half day, and then they've got the 3 this week for conferences, and then in 2 weeks they have another half day.
Yeah, maybe they just should do 1 day. Right.
My half day still counts for day of education. They got 1 day, and that doesn't count for 3 days. It only counts for 1 day.
Such a waste. They got all summer they could learn stuff, you know. They aren't doing anything else during the summer.
That's when they get their vacation. They get really personal development days.
You know what, maybe they should just go work full time. You know, stop doing the summer's off crap. There you go. Just school all year round.
I could go work for the FF guy.
Well, yeah, we do have people coming in looking to be ball boys and cart girls and all sorts of that stuff right now. I guess that is our labor force.
Oh my. Give it up to her. Romeo.
Oh, the sprinkler guys have been gone, so that's good. I'm waiting for the elevator guy to come, because the elevator certification expires next month. But he was supposed to come today. Or no, tomorrow he's supposed to be there, so we'll see what they say with that.
So you got a new sprinkler system to play with, or still figuring out what to do with that?
Oh, sorry, you meant the outdoor rain sprinklers. No, I haven't even touched that stuff yet. I thought you meant the actual fire sprinklers, because they have a company that is coming around for that. But radio-wise, I haven't even got down about that part. I got to finish the... There's other things above the radios, although they want... what people want and what management want are always a balancing act.
You gotta get rid of all those bullfrog radios.
Well, if we stick analog, which will probably be the cheapest, I'm probably gonna get some other radios besides the cell phone.
Upgrade the Woshans.
No, I figured Hytera. You know, I hear they got, you can get rid of that stuff pretty cheap right now.
Throw in some, Xiaomi switches.
You know, if we were going GMR, I have a box of SL7550s that I would just sell and add more too, because, you know, they're the SIM 2-watt profile handles. Those are slick. But that requires DMR, not digital, or, you know, going full DMR, which costs, infrastructure costs are tripled.
Yeah, you need more frequencies to go fell analog, right? Or you just one or two frequencies.
Oh, I'm going to switch zones, see if I can get 2.6 now, because I'm coming up the hill here to come by 24. Let me get up one second.
A little scratchy, but I can get you. How you doing?
Come on, sir. How is the yard? Give it a sugar.
Guess you can't get the 2.6. ABLAC.
emitting out to Mount Pleasant. I'm over by Sully right now. It's on Boston off of that tower. See how it's going.
I'm in Grand Blanc right now, using the same machine.
Well, there you go. We're on the both same tower, so reception should be phenomenal. Passing by, what is this, Mount Holly? Whatever this thing is right here, the big hill with the antenna on top.
Yeah, the big antenna on top is what you're talking into.
I'll drop my power down as soon as I'm scared at it.
Hey, a little extra power never hurt anybody.
Yeah, but not 70 watts worth.
Well, you know, you should be able to take that to 126-ish, and then you can grab the BERT machine. I don't remember what the frequency on that one is, there's more machines up that way.
Well, is BERT part of MI-5, or, not MI-5, CMN?
Yeah, I think it's technically MI-1. It's right outside Bertrand. Just east of Bertrand. So right when I get off 126, and right when I get off the exit ramp is right when I have to switch to that machine.
Now I gotta go and look it up.
Hey, give me a minute, I can get it from my radio. Gotta get to the bus stop and get parked first, though. Yeah, there's a Frankie with a machine, too, but I don't know if we got that fixed, because it was kind of, you can hear out, but not get in.
Yeah, if you were testing it, I didn't hear a gold darn thing.
I'm too far away to get it right now. I gotta, once I get parked here, to in a couple minutes, I can grab the frequency. Alright, it's an easy one. It's 442.2.
What's the PL?
I'm grabbing that right now. 103.5. That's probably about as far north as that'll get you, that machine.
I got that one dialed in, and I got Flint. I think theirs is 4.6.
Yeah, Flint's got pretty much the same coverage as the Holly machine. It's kind of almost more of a backup, but... there's a James Township 2, 443.75. I don't know what the PL on that is.
Just gives me another frequency to be in the chatterbox on.
Yep, using the network. Get all over the state and still be talking.
Well, that's the thing is, you know, I got Holly in there, I got Burton now, I got Flint, of course, and down on the east side there, Macomb, I got all those. I know there's one out in Grand Rapids somewhere. I know there's Mayville, but the Danville is another one. I don't think there's anything further west than that, though.
Yeah, not on UHF, but... there might be some more on VHF and whatnot, but, you know, the MI-5 is all over the whole lower Michigan.
Well, Well, I could somewhat hit Flint.
If you're north of the hill, you should be able to hit Flint, no problem. It's, yeah, that was, that tower's, right where 69, goes over 75, or I guess 475.
Yeah, I just bounced onto it. Actually, I can hit it, but not all that great. See when I get a little coming up on 69 right now, so we'll see what happens when I get in there. I just bumped Burton's, and all I got was static, so I'm not right there yet.
If you're coming on 69, you should be able to unscrew your antenna and hit that machine.
I just got a comment, magma on the top there, on the roof. This is my work, man. I can't drill no holes.
Yeah, but you're in HD range.
Well, I got good transmit on Flint, just that the receive is kind of crappy. So I'm transmitting on Flint, receiving on Holly, so see how long that lasts.
Is that what, are you just talking on Flint? Because you keep ka-chunking.
I turned the audio down on channel 1, or channel A, or whatever you want to call it. That's where I'm transmitting on Flint, 4600. And then I'm receiving on 235.
Yeah, that's interesting. You should be good into Flint there, but yeah, you can really you can take that Holly machine all the way up.
Oh yeah, like I say, I'm popping up Holly now.
KF8BBA, KF8BBA, Monadway.
That's KF8BPA, this is KE8RHW.
KE8RHW, KF8BPA, Vladimir, my home QTH Southfield. Now I'm mobile on Middlebelt and Lone Pine Road. Back over to you.
Outstanding. Yeah, the name's Mike, and I am mobile as well. QTH is Oxford, but I am in Waterford. Looking like I've got a couple of minutes here, but I didn't want you to go without someone getting back to you. But I'm over by the old mall here in Waterford on the edge of Pontiac and Waterford off of, I guess that'd be 24 Telegraph. But, yeah, just trying to enjoy the day. Just dropped the dog off at the groomer, and now I got to go over to a rental and take some garbage out for garbage day tomorrow.
Okay, Mike, roger that. Thank you for coming back to me. Well, KE8RHW, I will remember your call sign, and I will put it into my log tonight. Thank you once again, and have a nice day. Drive safe. KF8BPA, 73.
KF8BPA, 73, and you as well. Safe travels today, and enjoy the day. It's going to be even a better one tomorrow. So this is KE8RHW. I'll be monitoring this and some of the other local features. 73.
Come again with your call sign.
This is KEA, Kilo Echo 8, Sierra Uniform Golf. I'm on a fail thing, Commerce Township.
Uniform Golf. Kilo Echo 8. Echo Uniform Golf. Is this your call sign? My call sign is KF8PPE. Kilo Foxtrot 8 Bravo Papa Alpha.
I want to thank you for trying to copy my transmission, but apparently I am probably too far away for this little bail thing to go. You know how 5 waters are. Good to get 5. WDP, Kilo Echo 8, Sierra Uniform Golf.
Kilo Echo 8, Sierra Uniform Golf. KF8BPA, Vladimir. I'm mobile. My QTH is Southfield, but now I'm on Long Lake Road. In the Franklin Road as well. Okay, what's your name, sir? KE8, Sierra Uniform Golf, KF8BPA, over.
Roger, roger. The name here is Alan, Alpha Lima, Alpha November, and I'm originally from Fulton Lake Commerce area. Not Commerce area, but the Fulton Lake and Gladwin area on downstate Commerce Township, Michigan. I'm just visiting.
QSL, my friend, QSL. Okay, thank you for the QSL, and safe travel, KF8BPA, 73, Over and up.
Roger, Roger, my friend. Thank you very much for the comeback from Lone Pine. That's a pretty good distance from Thomas Township. From Bale Fangs, I'll never knock one. I've always got about four or five of them. I just love them. At home, I run an Icon 7300, a Yaesu 991, and a Kenwood 680S. But here on the road, it's a bit different. 73, my friend.
Sale, Icon 7300 and the Yaesu 991. Okay. Over and out, KFAPPA, still monitoring.
Kilo Echo 8, Sierra Uniform Golf will be clear frequency. Thank you once again.
W8FU.
Ah, crap, I missed the 3 o'clock Judge Judy.
W8FU.
Oh, yeah.
That's right. What's shaking? Ooh, there's one of them Buick station wagons. Man, I love them things. They're just a little bit long in the tooth. That's the only reason I don't buy a really, find a really nice one used and call that my primary vehicle. But I digress. What's up?
Listen, you talking about the old Roadmasters? It's Sheriff Nichols. That was his ride. I think he had the only Buick in the fleet, and it was a Woody.
No, this is a more modern, I forget what year they made them up to, but it was called the Tour X. And it was a, it was sold as a Regal Tour X. It was basically a wagon, but it was, the whole thing was done on a, it wasn't an Audi chassis. What the hell was it? I forget, but it was a pretty nice car. I've really, really poked around in a few of them. I would have it as a, you know, as a grocery getter. It's called a Torex.
I'm going to have to punch that into my googly box here and see what happens, because that does not ring a bell with me at all. And I was thinking about the Hummer, right, because you kind of had to run in someplace yesterday right after he said the chrome was trashed. And I think if I had to do it today, I wouldn't have chromed any of that stuff anyways, because, man, the black rims with the stainless spokes and all that, that's going to look sharp.
Yeah, you went a little hog wild with the chrome, but we'll see. I don't even know what my status is. It's all together, but then I kind of, like, got tired of it. I got real close, even had it running. And then we had a couple of things we had to do, and I had to find a legit car for it. And then it just kind of went to the wayside. So now I've got to, I wouldn't say I have to start over, but I've got to get back to where I was.
Ain't that the circle of life, though?
The beauteous thing is, you know, they're small and easy to work with. So, you know, it's a project for guys like us that don't, you know, aren't as agile and don't want to crawl around as much. That's why the little British cars are great. They're a little smaller. I don't know if that's good or bad in the long run, but it feels easier. I'm sure it's not.
You know, I kind of look at it like this, like with something more modern and more complex. It's probably going to be a hell of a lot more reliable, but when it breaks, it's going to be catastrophic, whereas, you know, like my little car breaks constantly, but it's always some petty little nonsense that I can usually fix on the spot.
Yeah, that was always, you know, the beauty of the Harleys. Not so much anymore, but in the, you know, back in the day. I mean, I remember one time a guy had a problem with his. We went into Kmart and got the part he needed to get it running. And, you know, it's just, you wouldn't have seen that with any of the jet bikes at the time. And that was a thing, late 70s, even into the 80s. But, yeah, it's all, you know, those, they're just as complex and specialized now and outsourced. And, you know, there's no real meaningful difference between the two.
It's a global market, which, I don't know, good or bad or indifferent. I'm on the indifferent side. It is what it is. I can't change it, so I'll make the best of it.
Or you could just complain about it all the time. All right, anyhow, I'm pulling up to the house here. I'm going to get inside and change into my shorts, maybe. It is. What here? And it's not as warm as it was the other day. It says 56. Ooh, and there's a package on the porch. I wonder what that is. Ooh, and a certificate in the mail. I didn't work nothing. Huh. What is that from? Oh, life insurance. That ain't no certificate. Anyhow, after yours. WFG.
Your package is anything like the package I got earlier. It's going to contain inflatable monkeys. Anyways, we'll talk to you later. N-A-M. Just missed him, Phil. He's probably just walking in his front door.
I'm sorry, I had to wind down too low. Keep doing that. What'd you say?
Well, you missed him by seconds. He's probably walking right through his front door as we speak.
Oh, okay. Scoot. Alrighty. Stand by, see if he shows up in the APR.
Yakking with him, and he was getting the mail and getting out of the car, so I'd give him 5 or 10 minutes to get his cup of coffee and get acclimated to the real world. Catch you later, Phil. AB8PRN8NM.
KE8, are you awake?
Yo. Yo-ho and a bottle of rum. So, you still on for Sunday?
Yeah, hold on. Let me clear it with the wife. Yes, but let me make sure. Okay, yes.
Okay, you know what I was thinking? I don't know, I gotta look at the map and everything, but it might not be that much out of the way for me to, you know, I just go down I-75 and could swing by and probably pick you up. What do you think about that?
It doesn't matter, either way.
you know, whatever works for you.
All right, I'll think about it. I got to look on the map and see what the story is with that. Anyway, so interesting thing. So I got those parts for the amp, and I put it in the final stage. And instead of the 22 watts I was getting, I was getting close to 60, but not the 100. So I pulled the transistor out of the the other stage, the parallel stage, and it was bad. So I just ordered another one, shipping overnight, and I might have this thing back up and running by tomorrow.
Yeah, I don't know what the design of that is. They, but they do often go in pairs. I was kind of surprised when you said only one. I wasn't sure what the design was, whether it was one driving one or whether it was a pair. But that doesn't surprise me. You know, and one can do 60, two could do double that, you know, with combiner losses, things like that. You know, you get you right in that 100-watt range. That makes sense.
Yeah, I guess I never really understood how that all works, but now it's starting to make sense to me. Basically identical parallel circuit boards in the combiner, which is just basically a couple pieces of coax and a couple resistors on each end. So on the one on the input side, one on the output side. And I guess they just, it just sums the total of them.
Roger, yeah, that's pretty much how it works. That's a tuned, circuit. And, all the power transfer path of least resistance. So, of course, if things get cattywampus, you can smoke things. But that's a pretty typical design. But what did the power transistor set you back on that?
About 45 apiece.
Yeah, that's about right. So you'll have it. That'll take care of it. You'll be good, and then you'll be able to put it back. You know, when I was telling you just screw that thing and run the other one, I didn't realize that thing was all integrated and everything. So, I understand why you'd want to get that one back working. That makes a lot of sense.
Yeah, it caused a lot less power too. I mean, that Motorola amp when it was working briefly drew 30 to 40 amps by itself. This thing draws like 17.
That Motorola is designed to run at 15 volts. That big power supply is like 15 volts, so I don't know if that brings it down. But still, you know, PIE, you know, it... doesn't really, matter. They're both running at 12. One's getting it done with 17. But they are notoriously inefficient. But they're brick on them, never break. I don't know what happened with you there. Why something went awry with it. I plan on putting it on the bench and checking it out at some point. It's just low priority. But those things, they're literally bulletproof, of course you broke one, but it's not their normal habitat with all the power pulled back and everything like that, circuitry, the SWR sensing and all that.
Well, it's interesting, you say it was supposed to run at 15, I know, the power supply was running off of it set for 13.8, which is, not that much different, but I wonder if that might have had something to do with it.
No, I doubt it. Like I said, it's all right there in the ballpark. So, but I don't know. I'll figure it out when I get it on the bench. Who knows? Just not a big deal.
But yeah, hopefully you get it. And then if you do, then you'll just be walking around the swamp, just like me. I'm going to take a $5 bill. I'm going to make sure I don't have any money to buy anything.
Well, I'm still going to be shopping. I mean, I might want, if I can find a backup for some, I guess, pretty inexpensively, I might do that. I mean, the amp crapped out once before, and I had found somebody selling one of these standalone TPO amps. It turned out it was identical in internals, except for it didn't have the first stage driver that brings it from 800 milliwatts up to, I think, a few watts for to feed the next stage, which then kicks it up to about 15 watts. So I ended up just swapping boards out of that thing when the other one went. So this is the second iteration of that amp. But then the antenna issue happened, and must have damaged that.
Right, there's no reason that he's a suspect, but you have good reason, so there you go. All right, well, you can get it back working. Well, maybe you can get that other one working now that you know the secret.
Yeah, somebody doubled you. Who else out there?
You're actually double Ann Arbor.
Wow, you're out in Ann Arbor. Wow. You're coming in on the Dot 6 machine?
No, coming in on Chelsea.
Oh, okay. You're pretty noisy, but very good. All right, I'm actually where I'm going, so... All right, I'll plan on seeing you Sunday morning. And we'll figure out the details. You'll be at lunch and breakfast on Saturday, Sean?
Yeah, Wally and I are going to grab breakfast tomorrow near my shop. He's going to be over that way. I'll be at breakfast Saturday. And then we'll just have to discuss, departure time and all that good stuff. So let me know. I'm game for whatever. I really don't care. I'm not there to buy or sell or anything. It's been a long time since I've been the one. And I'm flexible however you want to do it. And we'll talk to you then.
All right. Over to you, Ralph. And like I said, I'm out. I'm just pulling in the parking lot here. ABAPR 73.
All right, Phil. Catch you later. W8FU. Who is the other station? Len, you're actually on the Holly machine. You're coming in on Holly. What are you doing out that way?
That's Ralph.
But I have all our repeaters.
Okay, very good. Yeah, so according to the dashboard, you're on Holly. So there, if you're towards Ann Arbor, there's what would be best? I mean, I don't know. That's a tough call. There's really nothing there. You'd probably be working back to 2.6, maybe in the right spots, but it's very, very, very unpredictable. So yeah, no, I don't know. That's not even a good suggestion. Yeah, you're probably on the one that works.
And I stopped the car
watching the dashboard here, and you are definitely lighting up the Holly machine. There's no 575 here, so there's OBU's 444-575 out of Dansville, but all right, well, a mystery to me. It's somehow connected up here, but yet it's not on the All-Star dashboard. All right, I'm going to let you go. You're a little noisy, but you're making it. No problem there. And one day I'll have to find out what kind of sorcery they're doing to connect a repeater that doesn't show up in the dashboard to the system. So we will catch you later. I think it was Ralph. This is Sean, WAFU, 73.
This is Sean. Thanks for the shout. And as soon as this light turns green, I'll be at Sanchez Barbecue. 73-888,
okay. Time to go home, fellas.
AA8RK from W8FU.
Did you solve the mystery?
Yeah, apparently that repeater is linked up to the Holly machine. So it's not connected to the hub, it's connected there. So that's why, you know, it wasn't showing up in the dashboard. Might have pulled a bubble chart. I suppose we might have seen it. It's hard to say because the nodes are all private, you know, reports. So, but that's why that was happening.
Very interesting, yeah. That's what happens when you have private reporting nodes, just like you probably don't see 594953, because I don't report. So otherwise, you'd see like 20 million nodes if I did that.
Yeah, so even in the bubble chart, I don't see it. So I don't know if it's still connected or not. But anyhow, that explains it. It was just confusing me because I didn't see it in the in the list of repeaters. I'm like, why isn't it there? And that was connecting that way. So anyhow, Fred knew about it, so he just said, yeah, he goes, they were connected. So whatever. I said, make an honest woman of it. Give it M1 status. Put a ring on it.
So where was that repeater? Is it like in Lansing area or something?
Wow, you had a weird digital arc, digitalness about you. I heard everything, though. But Chelsea, which is, you know, what, south of Ann Arbor there? South, I don't know. It's down that away, anyhow.
Yeah, it's my Bluetooth. I'm on my bike right now. Outside.
Yeah, that's exactly what it is. That's the Bluetooth sound. But, anyhow. What the hell is this? Oh, my God.
My God.
Never mind. I made a comment on the local city Facebook page, and my God, the people that come out of the woodwork. Somebody come up and rang the doorbell of a house in the city, and somebody's freaking out. They posted their cameras and pictures, and they said, you know, oh, what's going on? This person came and rang my doorbell at 7 and blah, you know, and then, you know, then he kind of looked at, you know, in front of my truck, and he showed a picture of it, and there was some trash cans there and some stuff he's thrown out. I go, I don't know, it looks like, you know, somebody's interested in the stuff you're throwing out, and they were courteous enough to ring your bell to ask if you were, you know, without taking it until, you know. And, you know, so one guy gets on and gets mad at me, oh, he's not a scrapper, he's on a bike, you know, get the, you know, DTFO, you know, and, you know, and this, you know, scrapper's required a truck. That's not what I meant by scrap, you know, or, you know, just an old guy that wants one. So the next guy, you know, this is the one that, you know, come in my backyard, I dare you. I'm like, what the hell? What is wrong with people today? We live in a uncivilized society of morons and knuckle draggers.
Well, you know, the people that are hanging out on those city social sites, they're always complaining about something. So I have the Ring doorbell neighborhood, you know, the Ring neighborhood thing, and they're for usually like subdivisions that are not even near me. It's like, there's a coyote. It's like, yeah, coyotes are normal around here. Hopefully I'm not digital now.
Hold on, I gotta reply to this guy because I'm stupid. I'll be in a few. All right, I'm back. So, I don't even know why I bother. Crazy. Knuckle draggers.
I feel bad for the actual city workers that have to, like, go through all those, and then they actually have to make a ticket or whatever because they have to investigate and then close it.
Yep. Oh, well. Anywho, well, it looks like the guy might even be in my neighborhood. Looks like he actually knows people I know. We have mutual friends. So, there we go. That looks like the neighborhood. Why would I want to be in his backyard anyhow? All right, enough on all that.
Yep, I got all these houses that are going to block my RF now. The fun is over.
There you go. All right, let me bag out of here for a minute. I gotta, I'm gonna give Dino a hand with something. He asked for help with something. Not 100% sure what. I'm gonna figure it out. Go from there because I do want to look into dinner plans here. Catch you in a bit. W8FU.
All right, that's what I'm gonna do. Okay, F8S. Well, the 2.6 has a good signal. 23 in Rochester. Can't beat it.
KE8 CFM. I'm not sure if I'm getting a good signal or not yet. Big Beaver and Adams.
Yeah, you're closer. You see the moon out to the east, getting ready to go up in the sky. 2 a.m, it's going to be red.
Yeah, I got a good view of it right now. My son and I were going to try to wake up and watch the eclipse a little bit. So, in fact, that reminds me, I got to set my alarm. But yeah, we're going to try to see if we can watch it tonight. Should be pretty good from what I understand.
Yeah, I hope it stays clear. Just waiting for our order here. My daughter's taking flute lessons now. So, and they happen to have a Mexican restaurant like 2 doors down. I'm like, well, I can't not get any.
Where's that at? What Mexican restaurant?
Miguel's Cantina, Rochester Hills. It's like a little bit north of Avon on Rochester.
Ah, okay. Yeah, there's I think it's still there. There's a Miguel's Cantina 23 in Shaner. We ate there a few times. We kind of forgot about it. We didn't stop going because it was bad. It was actually pretty good. We just, you know, kind of forgot about it. It fell out of rotation.
Yeah, I think a long, long time ago it was a different restaurant, like Family Buggy or something odd like that, like way back in the 90s.
Yeah, I seem to remember it's been a couple things, but I don't know, I forgot what they were now. Yeah. I had a late night in Livonia, so got out and I'm stopping by the hockey rink to pick up Davian, and then my other son, he's at home with the flu or some kind of bug that he's throwing up, and he's sick today, so we got the next person with something that got brought in, so we'll see what this turns out to be. So far, only one casualty.
Yeah, every household has gone through a wave of that. I think I'm finally, I was having that coughing, like a random cough. Like I got sick, right, and then I got over the sickness. But there was this lingering cough that would not go away, and it would just randomly hit me. And then all of a sudden I couldn't talk for like a couple minutes until it went away. But hopefully you don't have any of that going through your household.
Well, that's what went through a couple weeks ago. So my son got it first, I got it second. I still kind of have the cough. It's finally getting better. But I still got a sore throat, still coughing. But no one was throwing up. So whatever my son has, this is something very different than what Davian and I had. So yeah, we may have another round of sick that we got to go through. We'll see. Yeah, my son and I, we had influenza A. We went in and got tested and did the Tamiflu, and that took care of everything. But yeah, this is definitely something different. So hopefully it stays with him or my wife and daughter who haven't got sick yet, and maybe Davian and I will escape it. We'll see. But yeah, so who knows.
Yeah, is that gonna put a damper on your plans? Aren't you going up north and meeting Eric somewhere, or he's meeting you somewhere?
Yeah, I'm not sure. The plan is definitely to try and head up this weekend. But yeah, if people are sick and that, I probably got to stay back. Mom ain't gonna appreciate us bouncing. You know, unless it makes sense for us to bounce and just get away from it while they get through the worst of it. So we'll see. Hopefully we can make it up, though, because I got to get up there to check on the cabin and everything anyway. So, yeah, we'll see. But now we got to play it by ear, see how tomorrow goes.
Beware the Ides of March.
Yeah, now I gotta make the decision of, do I go to bed and set the alarm to wake up, or do I just battle it out and play on the radio until the eclipse and figure out what I think will work out better?
Yeah, I'll probably end up taking a nap for a little while, but when I know something's on its way or something I'm looking forward to it, it's going to be hard for me to fall asleep. So maybe I'll just watch some shows or something and keep myself occupied. And I don't have to work tomorrow, so I get to sleep in a little bit. But we shall see. But anyways, I better go pick up my food, so I will make this my final, and I'll listen out. KF to Saida.
All right, sounds good. Take it easy. KE8TFM.
How are you doing?